Close your eyes and don't try to hide.
Or a silly spook may sit by your side,
shrouded in a dark disguise.
They pretend to terrorize
when we ghosts come out to socialize.
Now I had the time of my life. No, I never felt like this before. Yes, I swear it's a truth, and I owe it all to you.
'Cause I had the time of my life, and I owe.
Welcome, foolish mortals. You have stumbled into the graveyard and discovered the grim, grinning gods. Walt Disney World Planning Podcast. We are your ghost hosts this evening. I'm Matt.
I'm Derek.
I'm Craig.
Please stay calm. The room is not actually stretching or spinning. Go ahead and pull down on those safety bars because you won't do. We won't be doing that for you guys. It's just
an emotional episode.
It's a very emotional episode.
Oh my goodness, sorry, I had to turn the music off. I'm dying.
Well, Craig, it is an emotional episode, and why is that?
It is because, believe it or not, this is a episode of our 1 year anniversary.
Episode 78. Happy birthday to us.
To us.
October the 1st, which
Forget
is
Matthew.
Not just our birthday. Week. Who else's birthday is it?
It is your son, well, Colby Shelton.
Besides
birthday.
Colby's, it's somebody else's birthday.
The reason why we started it
yes.
on October.
Walt Disney World's birthday, yes.
That's right.
October 1st, 1971.
But guys, honestly, what a year it has been.
It's been a year.
We're almost up to 20,000 downloads, and all that's just on Podbean.
Yes.
If we could figure out how to figure out what we got on iTunes, we'd do that.
That'd be great. So, wow. Yes, it's been 1 year since we started this podcast adventure, and it's been a lot of fun. And with that being said, we take you now to our outro. We thank you for listening.
What? What?
As no, you leave.
Wait, no.
You
wait, to, Matthew.
Oh.
Matthew, we've had the time of our lives.
After we,
and we owe it all to you.
I owe it all to you. Yes. We owe it all to you, the listeners.
That's right.
I was listening to that. Some people are going to think like this is our last episode and that we're just saying goodbye.
But, and some are probably wishing it was our last
yes,
episode.
Yes. Joke's on you. It is not. Derek, have you recovered since that emotional beginning?
I think I have. I love it when we play music.
That's going to be in our top 10 intros because it's right there with Rich and Famous.
Definitely.
And It's Raining Mail.
Oh, man. So, guys, I thought today we would just kind of waltz back down memory lane and talk about some of our highlights from the show thus far, if there are any.
And maybe Derek can give us some stats on where all of our listeners are from and things like that would be handy.
Yeah, some of the countries that people have downloaded from.
Yeah, and states and things like that. Matthew, just right off the top, what's a highlight? What's the biggest thing you can remember of this whole year so far?
Oh, man. I think it's just, for me, it's neat to run into people who, you know, have heard of the show, who listen to the show, people that we don't know personally.
You've done that?
Yes. Ran into
person. I haven't run into them intentionally, but I've kind of, you know, happened upon them by accident. Either at Disney World, I was at Cedar Point this summer in Ohio and ran into some people who were listeners of the show just by chance.
I don't get out enough.
It seems like
they avoid you.
And that's happened a few times, just talking to people about Disney. You're wearing a Disney shirt. And, oh, yeah, we have a host of podcast. Oh, we listen to you guys. Or, you know, when we've been at Disney World, some of the workers there have asked us about the show. And then they reach out to us and tell us that they're listening. I think it's just neat being able to connect with different people in the Disney community and getting to meet some of our listeners who have really, you know, reached out to us. Robbie sticks out, Annie Arm sticks out, listeners like that, the Consumer Princess, who we've gotten to know, our Disneyland connection.
Josh.
Josh, obviously.
He's not a fan, but
yeah,
just a good connection.
Josh has become a great friend, and just different people in the Disney community. I think that's been a highlight for me, is getting to feel like I'm a part of a greater, larger community, and obviously we're kind of we're not the biggest and baddest. Well, we may be the baddest, but we do have Derek.
Yes, baddest and not a good way.
I think bad is I think terrible is the word you mean.
So I think it's just been fun getting to know people and make those connections. It's pretty neat.
And it's like you said, we're by far not celebrities. Even close, don't even concern. But it is neat when you get that kind of celebrity feel.
Yeah.
And like I said, we in no way are anywhere close to that. But we enjoy it when people do recognize us or people say, hey, we listen to the show because you like. You know, we're always joking, nobody listens to the show.
Yeah.
But really, in our minds, we're like, nobody listens to the show. But right. But it is neat when people do say, hey, we listen to your show regularly. We appreciate it. Especially on Twitter, we see people talking, you know, we appreciate your help on this. We listen to your show every day. We got a question for that. We're getting lots of emails here lately from different people saying, hey, tell me more about this. We're listening to your show regularly. Have been listening since day one. We've been listening since first time we heard Josh or so on and so forth. And so it's really... I think that's probably the biggest thing, Matthew and Derek, for me, is to see people that we get to help.
Yeah.
And you know you've helped people when they tell you that, and I always enjoy that. And even on our trips when I say, hey, we do a little podcast and tell them about it, and then they listen and say, hey, thanks, that really helps. So that's one of the biggest things for me.
Yeah. What about you, Derek? What's a highlight for you?
I'm probably the one that gets on our Podbean and looks at stuff the most. A highlight to me is just seeing where all we've been listened to. And it's kind of...
You mean like in bathrooms and in
yes,
jail cells?
Yes.
Oh, goodness. Bless their heart.
Oh. It's just neat to see where we are kind of, I guess we should say, more popular.
Because you'd assume Tennessee, because we live in Tennessee. Right. You know, a lot of our friends that were friends listen, you know, probably not friends anymore.
They were friends. But that's a good way to put it.
But a lot of our... acquaintances in Tennessee listen to us, but you'd be surprised, right, Derek?
Yeah, yeah, and we do have people we know in other states and all, but it's just neat to see we are pretty regional, really, with our mapping, with a few exceptions.
So, Derek, are there any states that we're not currently listened to in?
We are. There's throughout the last year, we've not been listened to in Wyoming or Alaska.
But the other 48 states.
But the other 48 states we've been listening to.
And we've been listened to in many countries.
We have.
Yes.
But name, before you get off that map, Derek, name some states that really lead the list on, besides Tennessee, people listen to us.
Yeah, sure. Our top three states outside of Tennessee would be New York, Texas, and Michigan.
And you're not talking about like one or two. I mean, these are some serious downloads in these places, right?
Yeah, these are...
Over
19,000 downloads.
Yeah, we're getting close to 20,000.
At least 5% come from those each. So
yeah, and California's got a pretty substantial following too. So it is exciting to see that. And if you look there on our world map, you see several countries throughout. You've got some in Europe. You've got some in Asia. Canada is a big listening.
It is. Canada is our.
The UK has several listeners too. So it's pretty neat knowing that, and again, they may have listened one time and never came back, but it is neat to know that somebody around the world, we've been connected to them in some way.
Yeah, that's just amazing for three guys in a small town in Tennessee.
Yeah.
So not that we're changing lives or anything, but...
I'm just thinking of that poor soul.
People listen to anything, won't they?
I think of that poor soul from... Brazil that tuned in to listen to us broadcast from the tailgate not long ago. Now, what are these guys talking about?
Or somebody like finds a phone and says, oh, I can get help through this, and they find our podcast.
Yes.
Yeah, the tailgate, I don't know that it helped anybody. But,
we had fun.
But and that's something else that's been fun is really, really kind of supporting our local area. I think that's fun. I mean, nobody really comes to them, but it's fun for us to get out and because we've been at the golf course, we've been at the Muddy Duck.
Yeah.
So that's just fun for us to be out in the community too. I mean, we're not just in this for ourselves, really.
And we really appreciate all those, especially our local listeners who do support us. Some have reached out to us to buy shirts and stickers and other things, and it means a lot. And we appreciate all of our listeners wherever you are. Thank you for making this year such a fun year. And I think that's what stands out to me above everything, you guys, is this is just, it's fun. It's a fun hobby for us. This is a work, an act of love, our love for Disney, our love for helping people. because obviously we're not getting much out of it in other avenues, but we do get the joy of helping people plan good vacation and good trips with their family, and I think that we're doing that, and that's what's exciting.
And that's what started this whole podcast, is we talked about for many, many months, if not years, before the podcast started, of how, you know, we know a lot about the planning, we know a lot about how to do this, let's share that. And that's what we've always tried. If you look back over our all of our podcast, this is number 78, correct, Matthew?
78.
78. Yes. Look back over all the ones we've done, you see we try to get back to some kind of help in those things. Now, not all of them are helpful. There's a few we threw in there that were just for fun. But a lot of it is truly to help those that are listening to have a better vacation at Disney World. And hopefully we've accomplished that. And we'll try to do that over the coming year or years or days, however long we're going to be in continued podcast.
And hopefully extend that out to Disneyland.
Yes.
Here in the next year, we hope.
Yes.
To really get with Consumer Princess and
right.
And maybe even contact Robbie some.
And then in 5 years, if we're still on Matthew, then what?
Tokyo Disney Sea and Disneyland with Craig's 50th birthday. It'll be here before you know it. So let's talk about, well, what are some of the lowlights of the past year? Are there any lowlights of the podcast business that you guys want to share? I know we're not big into sharing anything negative. Well, we can be.
Speaking for yourself.
Yeah. Derek, he's the king of that.
Let me just say a lowlight for me is being constantly physically threatened by Derek, my co-host. I do live in fear.
But it's not just against you.
Often. That's true.
I mean, that's he. That's
out of the two of us, Craig, I'm his main target.
That's true. That's true.
One thing for me is sometimes it is. I think we found it hard to find the time to record these episodes. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not. That's not necessarily a low light. It's just saying this isn't easy. I think podcasting. Obviously, we've had to invest a lot into it, both with time and with money and different things, and so. It is sometimes a challenge for us to get the episodes done and recorded and edited, and but again, it all comes back to we enjoy it, and
I personally would like to hear more from the listeners as far as what are some shows you'd like to hear us do to help you. And again, we do get a lot of comments on that, but I mean, it'd be great to hear you more of that. So I don't know if that's a low light, but I guess that's a request of more.
Yeah, I think we're always wanting to hear more feedback from the listeners in anything, questions that we pose on the show. Yeah, let us know. And that's just being honest.
Probably my low life?
Your low life?
Low light was probably one of our more popular episodes, so I'm not going to mention it right now.
Grim Ring Gossip?
Yeah, that was kind of...
Didn't hear it from me. Y'all told
I did
me
not enjoy... I did not enjoy recording that episode, in case they couldn't tell when through the actual recording. And that was episode what?
I think they could tell. That was episode 58, okay. Derek. Episode 58.
So that was,
well, let's look back at consider some of our.
Huh? It's funny to me how sometimes, I guess it's just because Matthew's so good at the editing part of it, because he is the primary editor. Because I think I've done one episode.
And I've done zero.
It took me like 4 hours. So, but it's funny how sometimes I'll go home at night after recording, and I'm like, I'm not sure how this is going to wind up. And then it sounds. Then I listen to it the next day, and it sounds great. So
magic of editing.
And Derek and I talked too. It's interesting to go back and listen to our first two or three episodes and how we were kind of like, what are we doing, and how we do this to where we are now.
First episode was great. Great. What about some of your favorite episodes, guys? I know we've talked a little bit about this before, but looking back at all 77 of our previous episodes, what are some of the ones that stand out to you at first thought?
I'm going to be the first one to say Grim Grinning Gals. That's my favorite of all of them.
That's your favorite?
Yes.
His wife told him to say that.
Oh, wait, she's not listening.
She's not listening anyway. Sorry,
good episode point. 32, Grim Grinning Gals, The Hostile Takeover. That was fun, where they blindfolded Derek and...
Turned me into a
pinata. We can't talk about what they did. That's bad. It's Raining Mail. I enjoyed the voiceovers for that one.
Enjoy the...
I don't know if we actually enjoyed the mail as much as we did just Craig.
That's right.
Singing it. That was episode 53. If you haven't listened to episode 53, go back and listen to just the If you don't listen to the whole episode, just listen to the first minute or two.
And we're still wondering, if we go back to, Derek alluded to, Grim Grinning Gossip, if people actually listen to the whole episode. If we could find that out.
I still am not sure.
Because it is a very high listen to podcast, but we're not sure if everybody listened to the whole thing or not.
Well, you'll just let's just say that the listeners may be in for a treat, as round two may be coming up in the very near future. Yes, I did enjoy that. Is it actual gossip? Is it dated? Or is it totally fake?
Again, I'd have to say probably our ranking episodes are some of my favorites. We did the What I'm Going to Disney, I'm Taking, went through A through Z. I really enjoyed that one.
Those were good. Those were fun.
And then we did the ranking of rides and ranking of shows and those type of things. And I think people have really enjoyed those.
That was numbers episode 16 and 18.
16 and 18.
Yeah, the packing episode where Craig talked about his rain suit and all that other fun stuff.
And we would be amiss not to say how much we enjoyed the episodes with Josh, especially the very first one where no one had really heard Josh
speak.
And recorded, yeah.
Yes.
A whole lot, yeah.
Episode 12, Hall of Personalities, Josh from EZWW, still our number one most downloaded episode to date, and we do appreciate
and
Josh.
And then our previous three episodes where he was on there.
Yes, so 70, 71, and 72.
Where he helped us on those and was very had a lot of good insight on that as well and helped us rank things as well.
Well, as you guys know, I am a big fan of, and we need to bring this back soon, Disney Parks Password. Big fan, even though I still haven't, I'm the only one who hasn't won.
I don't know how that works out either. It's just amazing how you haven't won yet.
Episode 17, 25, and 51 are, I just like playing games. I think it's fun. I'm a game guy.
Your favorite one actually probably, Matthew, is Thanks Disving.
I do love Thanks Disving, episode 11.
And you know I'm what? Not going to say it.
Thanks Disving volume 2 will be coming up.
Very soon.
Very soon.
Well, that'll be.
And we get to give away the cranberry sauce can of honor.
And Derek's probably favorite episode was episode 34, Snoozing Through Disney.
That was
he
fun
definitely
one.
Liked
was,
that one.
I think we need to do a ranking of snacks. We named 40 snacks, but we haven't ranked
snacks. Oh, episode 40 was a lot of fun.
Yes,
naming
that was.
40 snacks.
And I could eat a kitchen sink right now.
I'm sure you could. I also liked the I like all of the trip reports.
Yes.
The recent trip run.
And some of our highest ranked episodes, too.
And again, if any listeners would like to do that, if we could, we'd love to have
you. We do have a couple of people we do need to contact who we've been trying to get with for a while.
Well, then we need to say another one of our highest ranked podcasts is a viewer suggestion, episode 50, Disney
right.
Unlimited.
Disney Unlimited.
With
the
another,
lifestyles.
With another terrific intro.
Rich and famous intro.
Oh. I love these intros. Sorry. That's probably the highlight to my whole list would be the ones with the nice song.
I'm a big
intro.
Fan, too, of any Battle Royale that
yes.
we do. Going all the way back to episodes 5 and 8 where we had the resort Battle Royales with the value and moderate resorts.
And we'll be able to update that pretty soon once some of these newer resorts open up. And if we've stayed there or not.
It doesn't matter.
I love the tournament style brackets that we do, and
probably a low light I should have mentioned a while ago would be episode 73 just here recently, Attraction or Movie. Probably not one of the best shows we've ever done, but
I enjoyed it.
Some may really enjoy that.
I had fun with it, Craig.
I'm glad you did. It was actually my idea. So
well, we'll be bringing it back soon.
Oh, great.
Another one that did not get enough love from you two. And that is To Be or Not to Be. That was episode 37 where we talked to our future selves.
That was awful. Oh, I'm sorry.
And that will be coming back sooner than
no.
later.
No, never. Never.
Nope.
Sooner rather than later.
This is a democracy here,
yes.
right?
That was good.
That's a milestone that will soon be gone.
It was also fun having on our guest, the Big Fat Panda, back on episode 43. He was a really fun guy to talk to.
Yep. Got to get back with Leah, the consumer princess. Have her on some more.
You know, any guests, other guests that we had on, Andrew and Clint and Nick, Leah, the consumer princess. It's always fun, again, talking to our fans.
And Alan.
And Alan, yes. Hearing our guests and Disney through their voices.
Disgruntled fans, yes.
Disgruntled fans of Craig's.
And we've had several others we've tried to get on. We just can't get a time when we're recording with them, so we're still working on several others coming on the pod. So, Matthew, we've looked back and we've talked about some ideas and some things we've done. What are some things we got coming down the pike we'd like to do or like to talk about more of? Derek, any ideas?
I'm not an... You and Matthew are the idea man.
We've got it on the drawing board.
I'm here for not moral support.
If you were in the studios with us to see what we do, Matthew does the editing. So everything we do and everything we put together,
the
Matthew
hardest part
cuts
it
off. Derek is the one that actually makes sure that sounds everything as far as on the computer. It records the background music, and then I'm just in charge of pushing buttons.
And providing the recording studio.
That's right. Yes. So it's a great team we have here, and we enjoy all the aspects of it, and we enjoy doing this. Again, sometimes it's hard to make time to do it, but we enjoy, once we get the time to do it, to put it all out there for you. Matthew, ideas of the coming future. What we got coming up?
We still have some quick service battle royales that we want to do in the near future. We've also got to keep helping... We got a couple parks we want to help people plan their first 2 hours in.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we're always going to be ranking different things. And we'll continue to have recent trip rundowns from various listeners. And we do have some plans to continue to reach out to people to bring on the show to interview. And a return of parks, Disney Parks Password, I'm sure, is in the works. What would you wait? Like, love, and loathe. That's another new segment that we just started not too long ago that we're looking forward to bringing out. So we got a lot of different ideas, a lot of different recurring segments that it's about time to bring back. We're always looking for new ideas. So as we've told you, if you have any ideas, let us know.
We've also got some other celebrities that we hope to bring on that Derek actually talked to a couple on not this last trip, but the trip before. And we're just trying to work out some different details. We're getting some other people on here. We can't encourage you enough to let us know either through social media or Twitter or Facebook or just email us at grimgrinningguys@gmail.com and send us some questions. We've got lots of those lately, but we would enjoy sharing that with you, and then we could share it on the show as well. But just anything you got about an upcoming trip, a quick trip, a long planned out trip, whatever we can do to help you, we're glad to answer those questions for you, and that's what we enjoy doing the most.
And another thing that to be listening for in the near future, and we were going to share this with you on this episode since it is the one-year anniversary mark, we are going to be making some changes to the show in the near future and providing a way for you, the listener, to help support the show and through Podbean and through other avenues, and we'll be providing more detailed information for that in the near future. So we appreciate you, your support of listening to the show, and hopefully in the near future you can support us in other ways as well.
And we hope to give you an opportunity to get some Triple G swag.
Yes.
On down the road. We keep talking about that and keep trying to make all that happen. And we've got just some details we're trying to work out on that. But once we do that, we will make you aware of how you too can get short sleeve, long sleeve shirts, stickers, whatever else we got.
Correct.
Something that really sticks out to me is the amount of people that Derek has wanted to hurt over
the last year.
It's just been Matthew. I thought
just me.
No, there was
your tattoo shops.
Tattoos and Jeremy Irons.
Yeah,
for singing the
Be Prepared,
for being Scar and singing Be Prepared. I did want to.
Well, and The Rock. We all.
Well, I'm not even going to say his name.
The Rock has not. He has burned that bridge, but Taylor Swift hadn't.
And we've kind of gotten away from our cabbage and our diesel.
Yeah, our
diesel. Oh man,
you know,
throwback.
But guys, I have to say, I've had the time of my life.
We owe it all to you, the listeners. I've never felt this way before. Well, it's only fitting now that we go to the longest running segment. The only running segment.
Yes.
And that is...
Grim.
Grinning. He keeps changing them.
He does. He's got buttons. Well, gentlemen... my question to you is this. Out of all the episodes that we have done, which one do you wish we could redo?
Or not do?
No, not do. Redo. In other words, you think you wish it could be better, or you think we could have added something that maybe we left out.
And or just do it again?
Yeah, or just do it again.
Or if we wanted to do it again, maybe?
And I will go first. I will say episode one. Welcome, Foolish Mortals. I think
that needs a redo.
Which we said it was just an introductory piece. However, it was clear that we were terrified of talking into a microphone, and we did not yet have the confidence we needed. And now we have confidence. It's false confidence because we're not very good.
And our sound was not the best.
Yeah, it was. We didn't know what we were saying. So I wish I would pick that one just to do over. Because I got a feeling some people listen to that one. Because it's heavily downloaded.
Yeah.
And
that might have turned some people off.
I think it turned some people away. What about you, Derek?
This is not a redo. It would be one that I would like to do again, I think. And that would be the gals again. I don't think Misty's going to be up for it. But
we can make her.
But people love hearing from the wives.
They did. They didn't like
so
that.
I wouldn't redo anything on it. I just think that's something we could add to our list.
Yeah.
Upcoming.
Like it. I like it. Along with To Be or Not to Be.
If I had to redo one just for sound quality, would have been Josh's first episode. It's really great, but his phone, we were learning what we were doing. Since the last three really showed a difference, but that first one was not great. So, I mean, if I had to redo one, that would be that. But if I redo one that I really enjoyed doing, would be our I'm going to Disney and I'm taking A through Z. That was a lot of fun. And we need to do that. I'm going to Disney, I'm taking, and do it for other things too. That would be, you know, A through whatever.
And one I should have mentioned is I enjoyed episodes 57 and 59, ranking all the rides,
that's
1 through 47.
See, and that one's one that I think could change on a daily basis.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it, depending upon my mood,
you want to talk about bad sound quality. Episode 63, a live review at French Quarter.
Yes.
That was pretty rough.
Yes. But that was the best we could do.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't have our equipment with us. We had
a phone.
We had a phone.
That would only record on one.
That's right.
One side or the other. Sorry.
Well, listeners.
That was my fault.
This podcasting has been a lot like life. There's a lot of ups and a lot of downs. But at the end of the day, we try to smile through it all and help as many as we can.
And we look forward, hopefully, in all seriousness, for more years to be able to do this and enjoy being with you and hopefully continue to help you as you plan your Disney World trips.
And as they say, podcasts are much like a candle.
Yes. No, nobody says that.
When the wax melts,
no, I've never.
The heart can ever be felt.
I mean,
what? I think that's.
I don't even. Why would anybody even say that? For much less.
Hey, let me just say this. I do like our logo. I really like our logo. I don't know if anybody else does, but I like it. I'm most proud of.
I meant to ask Craig if we actually had to pay for that or not.
I did.
Oh.
But yeah. Yeah. It is professionally done, too. Like, we had one, and it wasn't that great, so I had it redone, and I really like it, too.
Well, gentlemen, it's been a great year, and I look forward to at least 70 more years of us doing this.
We didn't really help anybody this episode either, but...
Well, we may have. We alluded to other episodes where they could find help. So maybe that worked.
I'm just most thing I'm excited about from our Triple G is the 401k that it's building for us each for retirement.
Who's building this?
And I thought that was part of their contract.
I thought you were on the state pension now.
Oh, I thought that was part of our contract. Is it not?
Who? Nobody here has a contract, Greg.
Budget line item 7.
We need to work all that out.
This has been fantastic. And listeners, we thank you again. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Can't thank you enough. And today on this episode, as you leave, be sure to...
Beware the hitchhiking ghost.
And hurry back.
If you would like to join our jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in peace, the haunting's free. So hurry back, we would like your company.
So we take each other's hand, cause we soon understand each other's hand.
I think he gets this from me.
Just remember, you're the one thing I can't get enough of. So until you something trouble, this could be love. Because I've had the time of my life, and I owe it all to you.
Greatness!
Time of my